Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of January, 2013. It was on this day in 1887 the Englishman Thomas Stevens became the first person to circle the world by bicycle, insofar as that's possible. It started in San Francisco, 1884. He bought himself a 50-inch Columbia, taught himself how to ride it, and he set out to the east. There were no highways as such, but he arrived in Boston 103 days later. Biked across Great Britain, through Europe, through the Ottoman Empire, through Turkey, doubled around Afghanistan, India, China, and arrived in Yokohama, Japan. Took a steamer to San Francisco, where the trip had begun, and promptly wrote a book about it called Around the World by Bicycle. Came out in 1887. It's the birthday of the novelist and folklorist Zora Neale Hurston, born in Notasulga, Alabama, 1891. She went off to Howard University, and she came to the attention of the anthropologist Franz Boas, got her a grant to collect folklore and songs and stories from black Southerners. Went back to New York and became part of the Harlem Renaissance, and it was there in just 7 weeks that she wrote her masterpiece, Their Eyes Were Watching God. It came out in 1937. For a time, she was the most prolific, the most famous black woman writer in America. But in the 50s, interest in her work faded away. She lost her money, worked at odd jobs, died in 1960 in a welfare home, was buried in an unmarked grave. It was the novelist Alice Walker who rediscovered her in 1973 and who sparked renewed interest in Hurston's writing. Zora Neale Hurston, who said, "Those who don't got it can't show it. Those that got it can't hide it." It's the birthday of the novelist Nicholson Baker, Rochester, New York, 1957. Went off to the Eastman School of Music to study bassoon, but became a writer instead after he saw his mother laughing uncontrollably at an essay on golf. Nicholson Baker, author of a novel about a single erotic phone conversation between two strangers, the book called Vox. Most recent book is The Way the World Works, a collection of essays came out last year. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, entitled Vocation. This dream the world is having about itself includes a trace on the plains of the Oregon Trail, a groove in the grass. My father showed us all one day while meadowlarks were trying to tell something better about to happen. I dreamed the trace to the mountains over the hills, and there a girl who belonged wherever she was. But then my mother called us back to the car. She was afraid. She always blamed the place, the time, anything my father planned. Now both of my parents, the long line through the plain, the meadowlarks, the sky, the world's whole dream remain. And I hear him say, while I stand between the two, helpless, both of them, part of me. Your job is to find what the world is trying to be. Vocation, a poem by William Stafford from his collection The Way It Is, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses improve their online reputation and reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.